Author Carol Shields has died after a long battle with breast cancer. Shields was best known for her Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Stone Diaries. She was 68 years old. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
Carol Shields wrote serious books about serious women, and she enjoyed a serious following. But as Shields made clear in an NPR interview, this sometimes got her labeled.
When people say, for example, that I am a women's writer, I mean, what does that mean, really? Does it mean I write about women? Certainly that is true, I do.
But Shields didn't start writing about women until well into adulthood. She described her Midwestern upbringing as happy and uncomplicated. As a young bride, she moved to Winnipeg, Canada, with her professor husband.
It was a very happy period of my life. I have to say this. I think I had very nice children.
Once the five children were all in school, Shields started writing novels. Still, she lacked time to write during mornings, afternoons, and weekends.
But I used to try to get that hour just before they came home for lunch. Then I tried to write a couple of pages, and at the end of 9 months, I had a novel.
That novel was The Stone Diaries, which won the Pulitzer Prize. It chronicled the life of one 20th century woman, from birth to death. Her characters at first seem perfectly average, but Shields strips them to their creative cores, whether they be florists, librarians, or mothers.
One thing Shields was very interested in was presenting real work and what people do from day to day and minute to minute.
Dee Gertz co-edited a book about Carol Shields. She teaches at Hanover College in Indiana, where Shields went to school. Gertz says that Shields looked unflinchingly at death, illness, and heartbreak, but her books were never bleak.
Well, she deals with life, and life has a number of terrible things in it, but she also shows us the joy, and the joy from minute to minute of responding to the world.
When Carol Shields was 63 years old, she was suddenly diagnosed with breast cancer.
And it did changed my life from before this cancer to after the cancer. I did, of course, as everyone does, a lot of grieving and trying to pull myself back together so that I could become a working writer and a working functioning person again.
Working, functioning, and grieving became a synthesis of sorts for Carol Shields. Between rounds of chemotherapy, Shields wrote Unless, a book she believed would be her last. She read from the novel on NPR.
It happens that I'm going through a period of great unhappiness and loss just now. All my life I've heard people speak of finding themselves in acute pain, bankrupt in spirit and body, but I've never understood what they meant. To lose, to have lost. I believed these visitations of darkness lasted only a few minutes or hours, and that these saddened people, in between bouts, were occupied, as we all were, with the useful monotony of happiness. But happiness is not what I thought. Happiness is the lucky pane of glass you carry in your head. It takes all your cunning just to hang on to it. And once it's smashed, you have to move into a different sort of life.
Carol Shields' insights into happiness and pain came from her own experience and careful, compassionate study. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.